Hello out there, Chris Slorton here with the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Got a couple guests today. Welcome Shane DeShirley and Rob Steinkuhler. Did I get both those names right?
You did,
hey,
sir.
I'm batting 1,000. All right, well, just a little bit of an intro for you two guys. I know Shane, Jersey High graduate. Stand out in athletics. Were you a 3-4? How many sports did you play back in high school?
Junior, senior.
Five, six?
Yeah, no. junior, senior, I think it was just two, but yeah, it was three. Two to three, I forget. I mean, I gave up basketball after my junior year, which I wish I wouldn't have done, but it was football and track.
Football and track, yeah. Because I think you were playing basketball. I mean, playing some varsity as a sophomore, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's what I thought.
By senior year, I was just ready to just focus on football, though, and hit the weight room. So,
yep, that happens a lot.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Rob? Where'd you grow up at?
Here, in Jerseyville.
All right.
Yep.
What year did you graduate?
2004.
I know. You're the athletic director.
Yes, sir.
So, I suppose you were an athlete in high school?
Yeah, I was a 3-sport athlete my freshman year. Then I gave up basketball. Kind of the same thing.
Everybody's giving up basketball.
I know. Well, I think as a freshman, I was probably 5'3 and 90 pounds soaking wet. So it was, I needed to get in the weight room for baseball.
You know,
so.
It's hard to believe. You're 6'6 now.
Yeah. So yeah, I played baseball and soccer all 4 years of high school. And then I was fortunate to go out and play a little college ball, small D3 school.
Now, Rob, are you a family man?
Yes. I got three kids.
Okay. How old are they?
12, 7, and 5.
All right. And your wife?
Yeah, Kelly. She's also a Jersey graduate in 2005 and very fortunate.
Okay. I guess you guys are sweethearts in high school?
We were. Yes, we were.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And Shane, I know you have some children and a lovely wife as well.
Some call her lovely. Yes.
Does she call you lovely?
All the time. Yes.
Yes. So, and how old are your children?
So I have a 15-year-old, 13, and 10.
Wow.
Yeah, they're growing up.
Yeah, they are growing up. Both of you, I know, Shane, you played some college ball. Rob, did you do anything in college as well?
Yeah, I played soccer and then coached the collegiate level for 13 years.
Okay, well, we'll get to the business at hand. And the business at hand is that there's a lot of youth programs going on, you know, in Jerseyville, Jersey County. You guys are starting up a kind of a new organization or what? Tell me about it, Shane.
Yeah. So, we just received our 501(c)(3) status for a new organization called, Junior Panther Athletics. So the vision of Junior Panther Athletics is kind of the being a one-stop shop for youth sports, skills and drills and training, just getting a ball in kids' hands and getting them to practice and developing the work ethic and the mentality of how to compete. But this has been a process that we've been working on for over 2 years. So,
okay, but Rob, athletic director, aren't the kids playing sports in the grade school? I mean, aren't they starting off in the grade school playing football and basketball and all that?
So, I mean, yeah, there's opportunities for them. And we have a couple local groups. Our JFL team, they start pretty young, and we have a really good wrestling program that's been developed. But outside that, essentially,
but don't they play in the middle school? Don't they have football?
We do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Does that start at what age?
Really, sixth grade for football, yeah. And basketball, although traditionally we used to start in fifth grade. Since I've came in, I know when I came in, we were really starting seventh and eighth grade. And we're working on the girls' side, we were able to implement fifth and sixth grade basketball, and our plan is to do the same with the boys as well.
Okay. So, Shane, with this new program that you're putting together, what's going to go on with that? I mean, what's new or what's better about this program?
So what's nice about this program is that you have parents that are like-minded in regards to watching youth sports and high school sports, and what are we missing out on? And it's really just like that drive, that early focus of skills and drills and getting a ball in kids' hands at an early age. But with our organization, what we're also working with is the varsity coaches or high school coaches. So that way, as like an advisory panel, they can work with our volunteer coaches and focus on, this is the philosophy we want to instill in the athletes, and these are some skills and drills that they should be working on at this age and progressing all the way up to junior high. If you look at some of the surrounding counties that have a youth development program, you really start to see success, I think, at the high school level with those programs that have been in place for several years.
So what you're saying is that right now, and what we have had, is you've had a bunch of different organizations, different teams, different coaches, different philosophies, different practicing, different game philosophies, etc. And what you want to do is put that into one.
We want to be the organization that parents that want their kids to get training, they will always have an organization to fall back on. Because whenever you do individualized parents, what happens then is that whenever those parents' kids graduate or they're no longer playing a sport, they kind of fall off, right? There's no one else to take that over. So we want to be the organization for parents to come to that will hopefully be there for years to come, right? And you'll continue to have consistency with the coaching mentality and skills and drills that will be put in place for these students. So
okay, so will it still be a volunteer program?
Yeah,
it will be.
Well, initially, right?
Will it be parents basically volunteering to coach?
So right now, our first sport that we have registration for is flag football.
What age level?
First grade through eighth grade.
Really?
And what we're doing is, with this being a Junior Panther Athletics, right, we want to try to keep Jersey County kids together. But what I've done is I've reached out to the Alton Parks and Rec. They've had a flag football program going on for several years, and it flows really well. They do all the scheduling. It's actually NFL Play 60. So
okay.
You get to pick your team, right? If you want to be the Chiefs, if you want to be the Raiders, if you want to be the Packers, right? And you get the NFL jersey. They provide the belts. What we're trying to do is get all the kids of Jersey County that want to participate in flag football to sign up at our Junior Panther Athletics Facebook page. Then we will have a parent meeting February 3rd. We'll collect payment. We'll set the roster, and then I will go down to Alton Parks and Rec and give them our registration forms. Then Alton Parks and Rec will set the schedule for us. But with us being the Jersey Panthers, we will be the Carolina Panthers from first through eighth grade. It'll be one team. So we will be consistent in regards to keeping our mascot, the Panthers.
Okay, so Rob, for the school district, okay, they already have a football team, mm-hmm, starting in sixth grade, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they could play on that team and this flag football team?
Yeah, yeah. These, although we'll have our coaches involved, at least to a certain extent, where they have a little bit of their identity, their fingerprint on the program, working with Shane and the other coaches, it's not affiliated with the school. So, Yeah. So, you know, the way I would look at this is that we're going to have a great relationship with the district, in particular the athletic department. But it's not going to be a District 100 sponsored, athletic program.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Sure.
Okay. In the head coaches at the high school right now, are they giving any direction to the junior high and the young kids that are playing on what plays to run or what kind of, are they doing that now?
Sure. So what I can speak to is within the district,
right?
All of our junior high, our middle school coaches are really on paper are actually listed as JCHS assistants, which I love. And that existed well before I came into the district. What I love about that is just the mere existence of that says that you're a JCHS assistant, so you have that relationship built in. So Coach Murphy is going to work with Coach Wyatt and Coach Braden at the middle school to say, hey, this is what I want you to focus on. And, you know, and then they're having those relationships and those conversations that if they need help with out of bounds plays, or they need help with whatever type of
breaking
offense,
presses.
Exactly. whatever offense that they're going to run, that Coach Murphy has an identity in that program. So that way, when the kids get to the high school level as a freshman, they're already hearing the same jargon. They already know what.
How about the kids at the private school? I mean, you got probably half the kids that come to the school are coming out of the private school that are playing sports.
Sure.
So how about them?
I don't think that the relationship or that communication is nearly as strong at St. Francis.
Do you want it to be?
Yeah, I think it needs to be. I think if those are Jersey 100 kids,
so,
you know,
too.
When they get to high school, we want everybody rowing the same direction.
Yeah.
And that's the way I look at this. And I'm so glad that I'm able to be involved with this group, is that our high school and our middle school need to row in the same direction. But I agree with St. Francis that to get everyone on board and then for our youth programs, that everyone row in the same direction is ultimately what's going to lead to our success at the varsity level.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Shane DeShirlia and Rob Steinkuhler, and we're talking about some youth athletics going on here in Jersey County. Now you say, like Carrollton, they have a program like this going on in Greene County. Do they have a program?
I'm not sure about
Carrollton. What I've seen that has been successful, such as the Triad Knights.
Question.
Yeah.
Can someone from Greene County, from Carrollton, can they play on this team?
This is strictly for students that will be participating at the high school level or currently in grade school in Jersey County.
Okay. Yeah. So just Jersey County.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Well, we couldn't have them learn any of our plays.
That's right.
We don't want to devolve our competition.
Yeah, really. Yeah. We got to take it easy there. Okay, so anyway, I know Calhoun. I know those guys have a program going on. They've had it going on for a long time, a youth program. And I think both the 7th and 8th grade this year played for the state, for their championship, whatever it was, you know. So I think...
Didn't the freshmen or the JV team win state in 8th grade?
I think
the sophomores.
I think they did.
Yeah.
I think they've been. Of course, my nephew JD Lorton, he helps with the Calhoun football, and he's been him and a few others have been involved in what you're talking about, the youth program, for like 10 years. You know, their kids were young and they started working on it. And,
yeah,
it's really. He says it is the real deal, or as far as getting kids ready in high school, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not for sure, but they got like 160 kids in their school, so it's about half of the 80 kids are boys, and out of that, I think 80% of them are playing.
Yeah, that's sport. Great. That's great numbers.
Yeah. So anyway, back to you guys. What are you trying to develop a new culture or something within the young kids? Is that what it is? Or is it within the parents?
I think it's across the board.
Yeah.
Me personally, Chris, I've had conversations with parents, and some parents have this belief that we're too small, like at the high school level, we're too small for the MVC.
I've heard that. I've heard people say that myself.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Right? Rob, you could probably correct me, but I think we are the second smallest school in the MVC. Highland is third. Smaller, so they're right in the middle. CM is the smallest school. CM has an excellent girls basketball program, ranked in state currently. They have a youth girls basketball program that they've instilled several years ago. That's you're starting to see success at the high school level. Highland has a really good football program who is consistently over the past 5 years or so has been ranked in state. Right, and they developed this winning culture and mentality as well. And I'm not saying that we don't have that, but we need to kind of emphasize that as well and let these kids have success at an early age. You know, if allow them to have success, allow them the practice and the skills and drills that they need to be successful later on. But at the same time, hopefully we'll be able to open this up to where some kids, if they want to go, such as basketball, if they want to go play basketball in a league in St. Louis, it allows them exposure to what the talent looks like out there.
I have something that's been brought up in conversation to me is that the reason Jerseyville has a hard time competing is because they have too many sports. The kids are too spread out. Whereas in, for example, you know, the smaller schools, they only have like three, you know, they got about three things, four things you can play. But at Jersey, this is what's been told to me. They have all these different sports and they don't have enough kids to play them all. And so you lose some. What's your opinion on that, Rob?
Well, I think there's truth to that. I mean, certainly if you take a look at, for example, our fall athletics, you know, between golf, cross country, volleyball, tennis, when you take your group of female student athletes, and then you look at, you know, this program's taken two or three of your top student athletes, and this other program's taken two or three. If we offered less sports, yeah, you're gonna combine all of those student athletes. You probably will be more successful. At the same time, you know, the catch 22 of that is,
yeah,
we do provide a lot of opportunities that if we didn't, we would have student athletes that, you know, maybe volleyball's not their thing, maybe
yeah,
tennis isn't their thing. That I don't think we need to offer less. But that certainly is a challenge. And going back to, you know, numbers, we are the second smallest in the conference. And I don't want to discredit that, but I don't think your enrollment is your end all be all if you're going to be successful. There's more that goes into it, including your culture and your traditions and whatnot. But I think we also have to recognize that when you look at our two largest, which is Triad and Muskuta, they are able to have more single sport student athletes that can focus on that sport. And they're probably starting to focus on it a little bit younger, which I'm pretty leery about that. I love multi-sport athletes, but our kids aren't being pulled, or our kids are being pulled in multiple directions. Whereas I think we have schools in the conference that they don't necessarily have to fight those challenges.
You know, the culture has changed. I mean, I'm older than you guys are, but, you know, we didn't, when I grew up, we didn't have that much, you know? So, sure, you know, you had something and you were just glad to be able to play anything, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, how about as far as you guys, how's the culture changed? You know, what are the culture difference? I mean, everybody's got a computer in their pocket for one thing,
yeah,
which
yeah,
we didn't have.
Right.
So what's your opinion on the culture, and do we want to change the culture back, or how can you change this culture?
You want to take that?
Yeah, sure. Well, so I think the cat's out of the bag when you start looking at the way that youth sports have evolved. It's now a business, which is the exact opposite of what we're wanting to do. But when you take a look at your club sports,
mm-hmm,
if you're into soccer, and you want to put your best foot forward and you want to play club soccer, you're going to play club soccer, but you're most likely not going to play baseball. You're most likely not going to play basketball. Then at some point you're going to burn out. Which again, we just talked about our numbers issues and that we need dual sport athletes, multiple sport athletes. And so if we have kids that are focusing in one sport, they may be great athletes, but they're going to focus in that one sport and they're not going to play, you know, if it's a fall sport, they're probably not going to play a winter sport, or they're certainly not going to play a spring sport if it's soccer, because now they're playing club soccer. So I think part of it is just the evolution of youth sports, which in my opinion, really has been detrimental to just sport in general. And then the other piece of it is life has changed. You talk about technology. And I think, you know, I mean, I know 2004 was a while ago, but it wasn't that long ago that I felt that as a student athlete, there was really a sense of pride. And I felt like the community had a sense of pride in me, not as an individual, but had a sense of pride in our athletics programs that I don't know if that exists the same way. Because there is so many opportunities to do so many different things. I think just life is so fast now that it's hard for families to be able to commit to, in particular, the youth programs. It's hard to commit to it when they're asking for a 12-month commitment and spending the exorbitant amount of money that they're asking, and, you know, going out of state for tournaments multiple times during your season.
My,
it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
You
and
know,
that's why we want to do what we're doing here, is to be able to provide a more attainable experience for our direct community.
Well,
I think also with that too, what I've had conversations with some seventh and eighth graders, or actually some eighth graders going into high school, ask them if they're going to play a sport. You know, their comment is, well, probably not. And I follow up, why not? Why don't you want to play football, for instance? Like, well, if maybe we were winning, I would. Well, that's the wrong answer. You're an athlete and you're not playing football because they're not winning. We need to have more athletes on the field.
Yeah.
You know, I know. And I think it comes back to today's culture where it's instant gratification, right?
Like, yeah.
If we're not winning right now, I don't want to participate. I don't want to put in the work ethic, right, to be good at that particular sport. So,
well, that's the way you build pride, and that's the way you build big fan base, is by winning, you know? And sometimes it's hard to win. Something's got to happen. Like you, something's got to happen. Maybe you got to win. If you start winning at the younger level a little bit, or at least having fun, and you know,
well, and that's the key, is fun. And
yes,
I'm gonna plug an initiative at the high school right now. Is we have this on the prowl culture.
Yeah.
And this is an idea, a document that's been worked up by the varsity coaches and myself of who do we want to be. Where do we want to go? And the idea is that, you know, everyone wants to focus on wins and losses, and winning is important. It is.
Yeah.
But I think we need to focus on our process at this point. And so our goal is, you know, our purpose in athletics and education is to develop the person and to develop the athlete. The goal's got to be winning, though. So we are trying to focus on the development piece, and building our cultures to the point where people want to be involved. You know, we don't have students walking the hallways that aren't involved in our athletic programs, and then we want to carry that down into the middle school, but also into Junior Panther athletics. Again, going back to the idea of not only are we in a football program or a baseball program or soccer program, having a top-down approach of here's our philosophy, here's the systems we want to use, but here's the culture that we need to instill. And it's not just with our student athletes, it's also within the community as well. So I think the more that we do put an emphasis on our culture, I think the more successful we're going to be.
Well, fellas, I think that's a good idea. Just tell us again before we wrap this interview up, how can people get involved? You know, where do they need to go? Give us the last rundown on that.
Yeah, so they could check us out on our Facebook page, and that's Junior Panther Athletics. It's JR, so it's Junior abbreviated, Panther Athletics. And we currently, I want to put a plug in for flag football right now, because we have open enrollment or registration going on for flag football that will close January 31st. So if you have a first grader through eighth grader that wants to participate, get some exposure in football, but they didn't want to do tackle football, right. I'm a big believer in flag football. I think it's a great sport for youth. That open enrollment will continue through January 31st, and then we'll have a parent meeting February 3rd. People that want to get involved, they can reach out to us. They can reach out to us on our Facebook page, ask questions. We'll be happy to get back with them. We have a board that will meet on a monthly basis. We'll provide insight in regards to what's going on.
Hey, if you let us know on that, we'll announce that on our community news too.
Right.
Okay.
So we can keep that people up to date on any of this stuff we're talking about. You let us know, we'll get it out
that.
There.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Junior Panther Athletics, we don't have a website or anything right now, but the Facebook page is where all the information will be coming from.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks so much for coming in. Have a great day and good luck to both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Thanks.